Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know, somebody that can endure and survive the fire of God when it comes to ignite them, Jonas has been transformed into another person of such enormous wisdom. If I need a scripture or a word, Joan will hit the nail on the head. And she sees and she knows God. She's come out as a completely different person. And quietly, strongly, she's in the war for the souls of men and women. She's one of my heroes, heroine, because she has so proven her loyalty to God. It's been much fire in her life, and she has taken God's side with all her being. And so she knows him. She knows his mind about things, and she's an intimacy that I'm not sure she really is confident in herself, or maybe not aware, but she has intimacy with the Lord of hosts and is available to his flock. And that's very poor words for what I really feel about her. But see, in spite of what I did to her, and we have a relationship that is really heavenly. It proceeds from the Lord. Our bond is Jesus all the way through.
So I have a question for you, Joan. Do you feel that you could have done it without going through that season of your life? Do you feel like you could... Do you feel like you had to go through that season? Do you feel like you literally had to go through the confrontation?
I would love to say no and sound a lot better than I am. But the truth is, I have a son-in-law, a wonderful Jewish son-in-law that I love. And he always says this: God offers us the carrot or the stick, but we always choose the stick. And the truth about me is I definitely choose the stick. This has been my way. God could not have done it any other way, I don't believe, with me. Oh, I would love to say yes. I'm a person that can just be told something and yes. That is not who I am. That's just the truth about me. But God has had to just sorely chasten me. Just to bring me in line. I'm sad to say, but it's true. I could not have lived without this confrontation. I would not have come through without this level of confrontation. And I know there's a lot of you out there that might think, well, that's not me. Thank goodness. I'm just willing to learn from wisdom, not experience. I say, be careful. Be careful that you think that highly of yourself. Because we are born in sin with the satanic nature because of the fall. And I just say to you, I would love to say my story didn't need this, but I did. I did need this, and I thank God for it. And if you're a person that this happens to come to and you realize the depth of your sin and what God is going to require to bring you to himself. And that's the whole thing. It's not about punishment. If my greatest encouragement to anybody who has gone through this or is in the process or has resented this, it's all about love. It's not punishment. It's God wanting you for himself and bringing you to a place where you're willing to be his. And this is what it took for me. And like I say, I'd love to say I'm somebody different. Wasn't necessary. Not so. Not so.
Well, I think you'd, if you were, you'd be the only one in the room. So. Yeah. We prefer the hard way. And I think that it's pretty amazing because it proves God's huge love. And his huge commitment, and the fact that he is daddy, and you know, even Christ. What's that scripture that always blows my mind? He learned.
He was perfected by suffering.
Well, there,
he learned obedience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He learned obedience. Okay, the Son of God learned obedience by the things he suffered.
And I needed
that suffering in order to learn to obey. That's just, that was the love of God for me.
What child doesn't?
I don't.
I have seven and I didn't have any. I'm sorry. It's not who we are in reality.
And the ideal will actually rob us from the experience of him and life.
I just want to agree with what's been said because I know Martha's willingness in my life and in others that I'm very close to in this body, that we have all had to face the tearing down of our self-image and our thinking that we know what we don't know. And my experience is much like Joan's. If Martha hadn't come down on me and forced me, I would still be in my la-la land of thinking I was just fine because that's how I operated. That, you know, well, I didn't mean to be anything, but oh, yeah, right. And I don't really have words but to say that I absolutely verify everything that Joan said, that you have to have that confrontation in your life. If you don't have confrontation in your life, you don't have a clue who you are. You will believe your own legend. And I think I was in the room when you were talking about not looking, because I think I got under my dining table, because I think that's where it happened, because I was terrified to look at her. Because the fire of God was so on Martha at that moment. And yeah, I literally was under the dining table and stayed there for a while too in utter terror of what happened and watched that person run out of the house and away. And it was quite a moment and a learning for all of us. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. I had to be confronted myself, and I'm very grateful. And Martha's love has always stayed with me in spite of the horror of what she had to face in me.
I would have been under the table with you if I could have. I was wanting to be under the table with you. Actually, I did. I was as low as I possibly could. I would have been digging to the bottom, to the basement.
Okay, I was the fire, the one with the fire. But when it was over, I was on the floor wailing and saying, God, don't let me be mean. Don't let me be. Is this you? This is terrible. I can't bear it if you don't help me. And that's Don, who's gone to be with the Lord, and you got on the floor with me because I was so upset, and y'all had to encourage me because it was like a wild woman that the Lord came.
It was like a wild woman, but it was, I think the reason why both of us had to look at you is so that we could comfort you and testify that
it was not.
It wasn't you. I can tell you it wasn't you. I've never seen anything like that before. I never want to see that again. Maybe I'm back under the table. But it was it was a ministry to him. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect.
And the life was changed dramatically. Maybe not so much.
The story's not over.
The story was not over that day.
And the story's not over now.
Still not over.
And not, nor with any of us.
And that person counts me as one who, still now, today, counts me as the one who knows God.
Of course he does.
The most in his life. And he has given testimony to the rightness of it, too.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite Podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.